This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Greetings, Western Imperialists. This is your mouthpiece, Scott Hannon, Todd Mitchell, Kevin Flynn, the crew of the What's on Your Mind radio program. You see that Ilhan Omar over the weekend said that we needed to end Western imperialism.
Oh, yeah.
What does that mean? What is that? What does she mean?
End America.
End America.
End America. End all of it.
Then in the next breath, she said,
Bernie believes like I do. That we do have to end the stain of injustice.
Stain of injustice. Western imperialism. America's a stain of injustice.
Does that mean we need to vote her out?
This is the whole. This is the whole Obama ideology, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Where we got to bring America down, so it, by nature it brings other countries up. That's interesting. And the next breath they say it's time for a mass workers movement to take out Trump. To take him down. America's workers are for Trump.
Yeah, they're loving it.
Not to mention,
all working.
If she gets her way on Western imperialism, what does that mean then? We're going to have less jobs. We're going to have less of everything. We're going to, oh my gosh, you can't make this stuff up, folks. You can't. It's just a constant battle keeping tabs with these people. Unbelievable. We are cranking up another hour. Senator John Hoeven in just a moment. And then, little open phone time at the bottom of the hour to chat about whatever you'd like on What's on Your Mind, brought to you this hour by our friends at the Energy of North Dakota. Oil and natural gas from North Dakota strengthens all of America through that abundance of talent, innovation, technology, energy responsibly produced here translates to worldwide economic stability. With producers and communities working together, securing a sustainable future that generation after generation can build on. All happening right now with the Energy of North Dakota. Find out more at energyofnorthdakota.com. Senator John Hoeven, welcome to the program.
Thanks, Scott. Great to visit with you. And always greetings to your listeners. And, that's our national mammal, and we're darn proud of it.
And what says North Dakota more than the buffalo, right?
Oh, exactly. I mean, hardy, self-reliant, just a magnificent animal. Represents the great outdoors, and North Dakota has the great outdoors. I mean, again, I think we have a great state, and great people, and I just think the strength and hardiness of the animal, and it represents us well.
Is there any other mammal that goes into the storm?
Not that I know of. Certainly not like the bison.
The bad weather comes, they head for the bad weather. Everybody else running the other way. That's pretty amazing.
Well, they're right. I mean, it's a majestic creature without a doubt. And, it's great out there in Theodore Roosevelt National Park, and then you got the whole Rough Rider thing and TR, Teddy Roosevelt. And I think it just plays into our culture here. People of the land, hardiness, common sense, all those things that I think are just great attributes.
Oh, I want to catch up on a couple of things. You had R.D. James in town with the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers, Assistant Secretary for the Army. And I know, obviously, this flood protection plan has been a priority for you and Fargo and the Red River Valley to finish up the significant flood protection and the funding and all the things, all the different pieces of the puzzle getting in place. What did you learn new from the Assistant Secretary?
Well, the Corps can do about $100 million worth of work this year on the permanent flood protection for River Valley. And so I worked to secure funding that in the energy and water bill, and I want to make sure that the Corps, funds that out of their project account, which they'll have the money to do it with, and that they get that work done. The objective with the permanent flood protection, in the valley there, is to get it done over a six-year timeline, which to build that size of project is really fast, and that's part of this whole P3 public-private partnership, where we're doing it, on an expedited basis with the private sector participating, This is really a new model. It'll be the first of its kind in the country, and it will enable us to get that built over 6 years. But you got the local share, the local cost share, the state cost share, and the federal, and it all has to be timed to come in at the right time and together so you get the work done. And so that's really, we had them out to make darn sure that we get that. The part that the Corps can fund or build this year is $100 million, and that we get that funding and we get them to work. And then, of course, then you've got the private sector building part of it as well, and that's where the state and local money funds that part.
So did you get the assurances you wanted that the timeline will stick and they'll get that $100 million spent in a year?
Yeah, he's really on board with the project, he agrees it can be a model for the country.
The Corps of Engineers is obviously also the folks in charge of securing the border, building the projects at the border. You've told us many times about your efforts to get the Corps to speed that process up a little bit. They're touting numbers that are still well short of 500 by the end of 2020. And when you look at just simple math on how many days and how many miles built, you also obviously have been saying, hey, why not look at a good North Dakota solution here that can build it faster? Out of Fisher Industries, every day I get a note from a listener that says, what's the latest on the wall? Is Fisher Industries building any of the wall? I mean, North Dakotans are really invested in this, so I want to just ask you if you feel like you're making progress on those questions.
Yeah, we are, and I agree with you. I mean, I think Fisher would do a great job. They're on the list of approved bidders, so I'm hopeful that they are going to build part of this wall. And I got the latest numbers for you because I knew we were going to be visiting. I've just got some great staff people, and I've got somebody tracking that. And I can get this over to you too so you can look at it in more detail. But just in kind of summary fashion, 76 miles of border wall have been constructed. So 76 miles completed. 156 miles are currently under construction. And then there's 276 miles in the pre-construction phase. And so that's the portion, the 276 miles where Fisher, I think, has, they're part of the bidding group. And again, they're bidding on that, and I'm hopeful that they'll get some of that 276 miles that's in some kind of pre-construction phase.
The number that sticks out for me from that review is 76 miles. When you think about, when the efforts began, first of all, the president been talking about this since he was a candidate, right? And made it a priority since he was president. Funding obviously has been a challenge, and you've been jumping through hoops to make that happen and get the funds there and move some from the military and everything else. But to have 76 miles completed when he wants 500 done by the end of next year seems super slow, doesn't it?
Yeah, it isn't as fast as we want to see it done. I agree with that, but again, he's really worked hard, and it hasn't been easy. So I give him a lot of credit for really pushing on this thing. And he does have the 76 miles, and he's got 156 that's under construction. So if you add those two together, that's, about 230 miles that's either built or will be, is under construction. So we know it's not going to be too long before that's built. So that's 230. Remember, he wants 500. So that's half of the 500 that I think he wants by the end of next year. So with his 276 miles in pre-construction, that's really going to dictate, whether he can hit that 500. And so you make a good point. If companies like Fisher can get in and help do it, and they've just got a great system for doing it, then hopefully he can get to that, or we can get to that 500 by, I think it's the end of next year, which is the goal.
You have been there for a while. You know how to fight these battles. When it comes to the Corps of Engineers matching the intensity that the president has on a mission, in this case to protect the border, to secure the border, to have that fence up, are you confident the Corps is more following the spirit of what the president is looking for versus sort of just the bureaucracy and the swamp and kind of just doing things like they have done things? I mean, are they getting the memo? Are they getting the message that it has to be done better, faster, cheaper?
I think General Semenite, who's the leader of the Corps, is. I think R.D. James is, who's Assistant Secretary of Army, who oversees the Corps. But, they've got all these procedures and processes that build up over the years that we've got to find ways to cut through. And, that's what we're doing with the P3, for example, in Fargo. I mean, if We hope to have that thing, flood protection in Fargo, built in 6 years. Under the old system, I don't even know if it'd be started within the next 6 years, okay? So we got a lot of work here to do to improve this process, and that's what you're seeing. So we're going to have to keep pushing on this. We have to keep working for change. All these things that you and I are talking about are part of getting that done. The encouraging thing is the administration's pushing on it. I think that James, R.D. James, and Semenuk have got the message, but there's still more work to do to get that, you know, the bureaucracy moving on this the way it should. And so we have to keep pushing on it. But the other thing, Scott, is a lot of this is on private land, which is, you know, that makes it more challenging too. But that's where people like Fisher have some really good ideas on how to work with those landowners. And as you know, you have to do that. I mean, we do that all the time in North Dakota when we build infrastructure, and that's something you have to do. So, short answer, more work, we've got to stay after it.
Senator John Hoeven, our conversation continues after a short break. He introduced a piece of legislation recently about National Bison Day, which was last week, actually. We now have a National Bison Day. Kind of a cool thing for North Dakota. More after this, coming up.
Did you know that Energy Transfer's Enhanced Dakota Access Pipeline will move more than 1 million barrels of oil a day from North Dakota's oil fields to the markets in Illinois and the Gulf Coast? It's good for our state's economy, paying millions in local property taxes, and it will increase oil tax revenue by over $30 million a year. And it's the safest, most environmentally friendly way to ship oil. With an Enhanced Dakota Access Pipeline, the future is bright.
Sponsored by Brighter Future Alliance.
A trusted energy partner, a leader in the Bakken. That's Hess. A global independent energy company leading the way in oil and gas exploration and production in North Dakota. Working with suppliers, landowners, communities, applying new approaches and innovative technologies for operating safely and efficiently and protecting the environment. Hess. Working hard to make a positive impact on the lives they touch.
Agriculture feeds the world. Energy shines the light upon it. North Dakota is blessed to have an abundance of both. Wind energy helps keep our electricity reliable and low cost and sends new property tax revenue to 28 North Dakota counties. Landowners benefit from offering their private property as part of wind farms by giving them a steady stream of reliable income on their property for decades. It's a win-win situation. Wind energy and agriculture, a great partnership for North Dakota's future. This message brought to you by North Dakotans for Comprehensive Energy Solutions.
You get the smoothest, most responsive windrower handling ever with the new Speed Rower SP Windrowers from New Holland. Your local Northern Region New Holland dealer will tell you that it starts with precise, hydraulically controlled steering. Combine that with the Comfort Ride cab suspension and the patented independent rear axle suspension, and you can increase your speed and efficiency even on uneven terrain. That's smart. See your local Northern Region New Holland dealer about the smooth, responsive handling of a Speed Rower SP Windrower from New Holland.
We can all agree these are troubled times, right? So do you know who's on your wireless network? Whether it's a big company selling your data or a foreign hacker, if you're not protected, everybody sees your information. That's why you need Flash Routers, a custom Wi-Fi router created for privacy. Flash Routers uses a virtual private network or VPN to protect your online activity from hackers, trackers, and large corporations. And not just one, but all your devices with one out-of-the-box setup. Plus, Flash Routers also enhances your wireless network performance and unlocks powerful router management tools to let you take total control of your network. Call or click Flash Routers today at 1-866-509-5817 or flashrouters.com. That's 1-866-509-5817 or flashrouters.com. Protect your wireless home network today with Flash Routers.
With Senator John Hoeven, we're talking about the wall. More to come on disaster relief for farmers and ranchers as well in just a moment. But we're talking about what pre-construction means, because the Army Corps of Engineers is saying, well, we've got 176 miles in pre-construction. What does that mean, Senator?
I mean, and that's the whole range, Scott. So, I mean, you know, that's where, you know, we'll have to really get to that goal of 500. It's going to be determined by that 276 in pre-construction. That's a pretty wide variance there. That's where they're going to, I think, need some creative solutions to get that done.
You had a good day this week as well with the appropriation bills on the ag side. Senator Cramer was throwing some kudos your way to say, you know, it's amazing the amount of work it takes to get that done. I mean, they obviously fell short on the defense side because Democrats wanted to hold that up. But are we getting to a point where you and I talked about this at one point where there was just no regular order whatsoever? Any rule or tradition was gone. It's just, you know, everything was kittywampus, and that was one of the main promises from the Republicans. Is this an example of regular order returning?
Yeah, this is regular order, and it's important. You know, we got farmers out there that are really having a tough time, and you know that. I know you've been talking to them, and you've been getting the word out. But because we've been able to move some of these bills through regular order, one, and you saw today that Governor Burgum has now requested disaster declaration for 47 of our 53 counties. That's a secretarial designation, and that would qualify the farmers and ranchers in those 47 for the disaster assistance. It's called WIP Plus. But essentially, it gives them additional crop insurance. So if they didn't have crop insurance, it covers 70% of the insurable value of their crop. If they do have crop insurance, then it adds about 20% on top, obviously not to exceed the value of the crop. And for so they automatically qualify in any of those counties that come under the sectoral disaster deck. In the other counties, the other six, they'd have to apply on a case-by-case basis to FSA. So that's one piece of it. The next piece, of course, is the trade assistance you and I talked about. We're accelerating that, and you'll see I'll have some more out on that over the next week. And then the third piece is under the Farm Bill. You've got programs for our ranchers like the Emergency Livestock Assistance that helps with feed, and the LIP, the Livestock Indemnity Program, that helps with cattle, you know, with loss due to death or mortality in their herd. So those are the kind of things that we've got to be able to run bills through and get regular order in order to get those things in place. The thing you mentioned that really, you know, we've got to be talking about and push on is right now our colleagues across the aisle are holding us up on funding the military, and they should not be doing that. And, of course, as you know, Scott, what they're holding up because of funding for the border wall, and they shouldn't be doing that. We need to get that funded, not only the border wall, but we need to fund our military.
Yeah, and of course, if the funding for the wall would have been in there in the first place, there'd have been no need to move it from, you know, different sources,
right?
Like so, it's just a never-ending chase your tail deal, and that can't, I would think, sustain itself politically very long, though, can it? I mean, when you're holding up funding,
I sure hope not.
Yeah.
I sure hope not. I mean, and again, we're saying, okay, look, you know, let's work out. We need some funding. Good heavens, we've got to secure the border, and we've got to enforce the law. None of this sanctuary city stuff. We need to secure the border. We need to enforce the law. Let's agree on a number on the border, and let's move these bills through regular order. And obviously, we've got to get the military taken care of. I mean, look, it's a dangerous world we live in. And that's why we're talking about it, is we need to keep pushing to get them to get on board with us.
Final question for you. We repeatedly hear from North Dakotans who are extremely concerned about what is happening in the swamp, the deep states, you know, the bureaucracy, the effort to take down Donald Trump, who they see as, you know, someone that was fairly elected and also doing a very good job. And one of the things they say is, I want Republicans to do more. Lindsey Graham's a target a lot of this because, you know, chair of the Judiciary Committee. Why not pull the, you know, the people that are testifying over the House over to the Senate? You know, why not talk to them? Things like that. An idea, came up this week from some listeners that I'm curious about. They said, look, if you take everything that's better in North Dakota because of Donald Trump versus the previous administration, in ag, in energy, in the economy, whatever, take your pick. But you've got a long list of things that are pretty darn good because of the president's leadership. I mean, and everybody's job, the governor's, you know, your job easier in that regard, that you've got a willing, you know, you bring cabinet secretaries out here and all that happening. So one of the things they're suggesting is that, you know, if nothing else, maybe the thing to do collectively yourself, Senator Cramer, Congressman Armstrong, Governor Burgum, is to just repeatedly come out there and talk about the things that are better because of the Trump administration, so people that are getting swept up in this impeachment hysteria can realize, boy, if they succeed at that, things are going to be worse for North Dakota. What do you think of that idea?
Yeah, I mean, I think we have to focus on the things that have been done and the things that we need to be done. So whether it's talking about the tax cuts and the cuts to the regulatory bureaucracy, and look what that's done for our economy. I mean, look at the economic growth. Look at record unemployment. Look at increase in wages. You know, the support for our military, the support for law enforcement. Look what we just got Baghdadi. The president made a decision to go in, and our amazing military did an amazing job, got Baghdadi. We got ISIS on the run. Absolutely, we need to talk about those things. And I believe it does resonate with people, Scott, and I hear it when I talk to people. And then we need to talk prospectively about getting the work done, passing the USMCA, passing the trade agreement. I think you're going to see the president in November is going to get phase one deal signed with the Chinese. That's going to help our farmers and ranchers. So you're right. It's both. Not only the important work that's been done is getting done because the president is pushing. I believe we've got the right agenda, obviously, as Republicans in Congress that we're pushing. And then the things we need to do, whether it's the trade agreement, whether it's lowering prescription drugs, whether it's addressing infrastructure, whether, again, support for our law enforcement, building the wall, ending the sanctuary cities. The things that I think North Dakotans are absolutely for, and people across the country, and I hear it from them. That's what they talk about. They want Congress focused on the work rather than, you know, the Democrats constantly pushing on this impeachment process.
Yeah, that's a breathtaking list you just gave us there. It really is. And, you know, it could be longer if we, you know, continue to think of things and write them down in the last 3 years. Pretty amazing.
How about veterans? Look how the Missions Act and VA Choice, both of those passed under President Trump. Very important for our veterans in terms of the health care and their long-term care. The hyperbaric oxygen treatment, you know, a lot. And I didn't mention that one. And there are more, you know. So I think you're right on that.
Senator John Hoeven from the nation's capital. Actually, we had a chance to catch up with him on Friday after his meetings with the Army official in North Dakota, and no doubt headed back out there this week. I'm not sure if they have a break this week or what. They don't usually have much of a break. But anyway, just a couple minutes left with him, and then we'll take your calls, questions, and comments. 800-228-0550, our toll-free telephone number, 701-258-0550. We're getting news that the U.S. Attorney Durham has expanded the Department of Justice investigation into the origins of the Russian probe. So that one is taking longer than we thought. Because they keep finding more threads. The plot thickens. I wonder if Obama's worried. I would be.
Ethanol is very important to North Dakota agriculture. And it's important to Castleton, North Dakota. Morgan Fornes, superintendent of Central Cass Schools, tells us how important the Carlson ethanol plant is to Castleton and the region.
Well, we certainly couldn't have done what we needed and what happened here in the last 2 years without the ethanol plant. You know, not only are they a great, you know, tax-paying entity for the community, but the investment in creating a vibrant economy here locally in the city of Castleton and actually regionally with the agricultural community is second to none.
That tax base has expanded the school for 21st century learning, plus a beautiful new athletic facility. But the impacts are community-wide.
The businesses in any community is vital to the success of a community, and the ethanol plant is just a great example of that. Not only the economic power that they bring to the community, but job creation, tax-paying entity, everything along those lines.
Ethanol and agriculture are one, and building better communities. Find out more at ndethanol.org.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
40 years ago today, a student takeover of the U.S. Embassy in Tehran resulted in 52 U.S. citizens being held hostage for 444 days. Today, Iranian demonstrators are marking that 40th anniversary, chanting in front of that former U.S. Embassy building. California fire officials say wildfire risk is still high in the state, but some that have been burning for days are now largely under control. In Southern California, the Maria fire is 70% contained. Two other fires in the area, the Easy Fire in Ventura County and the Getty Fire in Los Angeles, were fully contained over the weekend. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
I don't have to tell that to law enforcement. I don't have to tell that to farmers and ranchers. I don't have to tell that to first responders and teachers. And I keep going down the list here. There's all kinds of folks in our great city of North Dakota that have that Be the Buffalo spirit. My friends at Oasis Petroleum love celebrating it. That's right. Love celebrating it. If you see somebody worthy of that Be the Buffalo spirit recognition, do us a favor. Tell us about it. Call our 24/7 hotline, 855-200-1776, extension 6. All right, final question for Senator John Hovind. Imagine saying no to getting bin Laden. Guess who said that? Joe Biden. Now, Donald Trump says yes to Baghdadi. Nobody wants to give him credit for it, and all these excuses are coming up, and all this person, that person. But Joe Biden, when asked by Barack Obama, said, no, don't do it because it could fail, and you'll get blamed for it, and you won't get reelected for political reasons. So there's something else we should put in the pro-Trump camp as we go about talking about the accomplishments of this president, right, Senator?
Obviously, Baghdadi, Bin Laden, these guys, you absolutely have to go get them. And, of course, that's what the president did. And he deserves credit for that, as well as our just incredible military. You know, how about pipelines, getting pipelines approved? And look what that's done, you know, for our energy industry, right? I mean, again, there's a lot of these things that have made a fundamental difference.
Senator, thanks for the time. We always appreciate it. And be safe on the trail. You're a busy guy, whether it's renting cars to get home in the middle of the night or flying back and forth in D.C., so we appreciate you.
You bet, Scott. Good to visit with you. Thanks.
Senator John Hovind there today on the program. Appreciate the comments. One texter says, John Hovind is such a good man. And a good public servant, I'll tell you. Look at the service. John Hovind comes from a family of bankers. Right? His dad was a banker, and why not? He doesn't come from a family where he had to, you know, go to college, had to get a job, had to, you know, I mean, he could have just gone to work in family business. And he said, no, and he did for a while, but then he said, all right, I'll serve Ed Schaefer as Bank of North Dakota president. Then he runs for governor, does that for 10 years, and then in the U.S. Senate, I mean, you forget, this is true public service. And I've been around enough of these folks to know it's not a picnic. It is not a picnic. It's not a good time. It's ridiculous travel schedules, ridiculous schedules. You know, somebody's always picking at you for something. So it's, you know, they deserve our thanks. There's no doubt about it. Appreciate that text. That was nice of you. Texter says, please ask Senator Hoeven to be more vocal and louder about this nationally for our president. People want that. They definitely do. They want more of that. Some other texts on other topics that have been rolling in. Here's a photo of 32 wheels stuck in the mud, 22 wheels and 800 horse pulling, 10 wheels dead weight dragging.
Wow.
Very hard on the truck.
Oh, man, I bet.
32 wheels stuck in the mud. Oh, my gosh. We asked earlier for your photos of what you're dealing with out there.
Can't imagine.
A lot of it there.
Ugh.
Unbelievable. Texture says, here's what the caller was referring to earlier. I've gotten a few of the links to the, and I do remember it now, the photo or the video of the deer in the water, and that the, there was an investigation on poaching. I don't know if anything came of it, though. If they ended up finding anybody or what. Another texter says, Obama got away fooling a lot of people, but not me from day one. Prison is awaiting. Get him. Yeah, this will be very interesting. You know, this is what I want to sit down with every reasonable person. Because, you know, in America today, you have a group of people who are claiming victimhood. You know, it's sort of the Ilhan Omar, Bernie Sanders, the no dapple types, just angry people who hate this president and hate anybody wearing a red hat that supports him. You're not going to convince them. You're not going to be able to have a conversation with them of anything of reasonable nature. But for folks who I would call sort of apolitical, non-political, don't necessarily pay a lot of attention, you know, Kev, there's probably a ton, you know, where you live, right? And you see people and
oh, yeah.
They just, yep. They almost feel uncomfortable talking about it because they don't know enough about it, right?
Yep.
Those are the people I'm talking about. If you could sit those folks down, and they might vote, they might not vote, they it isn't a big deal to them. They just sort of, you know, I don't get all that, you know, Democrat, Republican stuff. You sat down with them and said, okay, here's the deal. Donald Trump, billionaire. Private sector businessman, never been in public office, had enough of what he's seen about China ripping us off, about our debt, about our economy. Just as a businessman, I'm sick of it. He'd given many interviews over the years talking about what he didn't like, but he finally decided he was going to run. When he decides to run, 16 other Republican candidates are part of that. Many of them household names, a Jeb Bush, Ted Cruz, Marco Rubio, sort of gold standard names in the Republican Party, okay? He defeats every one of them. Defeats every one of them. Folks, you don't think that takes some significant horsepower? What it was is the American people were as equally fed up as he was, the Republican Party was. They're like, you know, I've been hearing these things from Republicans forever. They've had enough already, okay? So at this point, what happens? The Obama folks get very worried. They get very worried. And so in the months prior to the election, they open up an investigation of this guy as if he is some kind of a terrorist. And they use the fake news of, well, we think he might be working with the Russians. So they go to a FISA court. They lie about evidence. They go to a FISA court and say, hey, we think he's doing this, and here's our evidence. Don't tell them that the evidence was bought and paid for, are you ready, by Hillary Clinton's funding funneled to the Democratic National Committee. Now, I think the problem with this, Kevin, is, you know, if you're one of those folks that are apolitical, you're lost by this point in the story, aren't you?
Yeah.
I think you're kind of like, well, wait a minute now. Okay, he won, but then Obama was president, and then he investigated against him. Yeah, it isn't easy to follow. But all you need to know is that Barack Obama, while president, authorized an investigation into a political opponent. Now, we've been shut down for the last however many months because people are taking a transcript and suggesting that it is Donald Trump on the phone to a man in the Ukraine asking for him to investigate Joe Biden.
You know what I love about, one thing I love about it is that nowhere in any transcript of any conversation is the name Joe Biden mentioned. Nowhere in any of it. Ever. No Biden anywhere.
Yeah, actually, and, in that famous transcript with the president of Ukraine, the president of Ukraine mentions the Bidens. So he says it, the president doesn't.
And the president says,
but there was nothing mentioned about the aide in there.
No.
They're saying he was withholding the aide because he wanted the investigation. Look, we elected Donald Trump because he didn't want us to be ripped off anymore. And he's made, taking on corruption a part of his mantra as president.
And I always go back to, what are you more likely to believe? That Donald Trump jeopardized his presidency to bring this, or that Joe Biden might have been a little on the inside with the deal with the son and the Hunter didn't know any. Come on. That's clear as day.
That's crony capitalism. It's been going on for a long time, and it's very obvious, okay? And here's the deal. Joe Biden, Hunter Biden, Barack Obama, Republicans and Democrats alike, a whole heap of them, they're in the club, folks. It's the swamp. It's the deep state. It's unelected bureaucrats. It's the whole gamut.
And it really took off in 1992. When Bill Clinton became president, that's when the ball really started rolling.
But Donald Trump's not of this club.
No.
And never has been of this club, which, again, so now you know why Obama and company wanted to take him down before he even got to where he was at. This was their little insurance policy. So there is a ton of corruption now. And if this Durham and this Horowitz that are working this investigation, If they have the goods, this is going to blow this thing wide open. But regardless of what we know, a month from now, 2 months from now, from these investigations, I just ask everybody listening who doesn't consider themselves political, who doesn't consider themselves, well-versed in any of this, just to ask yourself, if you think it's fair for a candidate for president, after defeating 16 opponents, before he's even president, before he even beats Hillary Clinton, to be investigated by the federal government for things we now know were not true, was all garbage. They used that as a way to slow him in his first 2 years as president under a cloud of this investigation. The Mueller report comes out. There's nothing in there. It's a nothing burger. It's nothing. Now Adam Schiff's got egg all over his face, so he's got to drum something else up. So he starts this idea that, whistleblower brought us this transcript, and look at this. And everything they say about the transcript isn't in the transcript. So we got closed-door hearings, and all we need to do is just all get in a room and read the transcript and say, is it appropriate or is it not? Okay. Can we get on with it now? Can we pass the USMCA for farmers? Can we deal with infrastructure? Can we actually do things? Republicans and Democrats, vote yes, vote no, I don't care. Just vote.
All right?
Just
do
vote.
Something.
Oh, my God.
Something. Sit down and work. Do something.
That's crazy.
Anything.
It really is crazy.
Other than this.
We got a busy week. We'll tell you about that when we come back. Tomorrow, the bus tour. Love to have you join us. Then we will be at the Elks Club on the 7th. Looking forward to that as well. Celebrating some veterans.
I gotta share a quick story I had about a conversation with some young people over the weekend. It'll make you feel good about the future.
Oh, good. I like that. More after this on What's On Your Mind. Don't go away.
The key to a strong home is a solid foundation, and that starts from the ground up. The team at Precision Concrete Cutters Ramjack North wants you to know that around here, seasonal changes cause soil to shift, ultimately leading to serious structural problems. One of the most common signs that your foundation is in need of stabilization is cracking in your walls or flooring. Let us help you protect your greatest asset. To learn more, go to RamJackNorth.com. That's RamJackNorth.com.
We're asking residents of Watford City, what's it like to live the good life? Shiloh Chavez tells us.
Yeah, so I think that the quality of life here is amazing. It's a really progressive community who has really made an emphasis on making families feel welcome, and so that's definitely helping increase that quality here. There's lots of things to do.
Learn more at voicesofwatford.com. You've heard about concrete's strength, but what about safety? If you're not building with concrete, you're playing with fire. Concrete can withstand temperatures over 1,000 degrees. How about wind? Concrete is held up in winds as strong as tornadoes and hurricanes. Even the new shining beacon of strength at One World Trade Center, New York City, has concrete at its core. Materials matter. To build for safety, build with strength. Learn more at ndconcrete.com.
It's good for North Dakota. It's good for America. It's the Enhanced Dakota Access Pipeline Project. It will move more than 1 million barrels of oil a day from here to Illinois and the Gulf Coast. It means more good-paying jobs and more money for schools, roads, and water projects. It means a more energy-independent America. And it's the absolute safest way to ship oil. A brighter future awaits with the Enhanced Dakota Access Pipeline.
Sponsored by Brighter Future Alliance.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full-body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Elizabeth Warren.
Hello, it is good to be here.
Yeah.
Look at me, I am in my natural habitat, public school on a weekend. And I just housed a Nature Valley bar in the hallway, so I am jacked up and ready to pop off. First, I would like to pour one out for Beto O'Rourke, who just dropped out of the race. Thank you so much for running a great campaign and for sticking around long enough to call me punitive.
Oh, my gosh.
Kate McKinnon on Saturday Night Live.
Yeah, Elizabeth Warren. She made the big time now. Yeah. Okay, we are brought to you today by High Plains Apache, two locations to serve you, Mandan and Frontier, which is south of Fargo. High Plains Apache is your Apache sprayer headquarters, bottom line. And they have a good deal right now. No interest, no payments until April 2020. Call them for
Offer details, stop and see him. Amanda, number 701-663-2375. Or better yet, come see him at 1701 East Side Court in Mandan, or south of Fargo, exit 60 on I-29 Frontier, where you find him across from the Walmart there. High Plains Apache, your Apache sprayer headquarters, dedicated sales and service teams, one focus, sprayers. And it shows everything they do. Check out that website, too, highplainsapache.com. Okay, where did I leave off? I feel like I was in the middle of something before we went to the break. No?
I don't think so.
No? Did I finish everything I needed to say? Okay. I didn't leave anything to... I got a bunch of texts to get to here, but some calls as well. Let's go to Dana and Judd here first. Dana, what's on your mind?
Hey, good morning.
Good morning.
Yeah, on the phone. Yeah. How about that stuck-in-the-mud thing with 32 wheels? Isn't that something?
Ooh, my. Yeah, there's... I've seen it all. I'm looking right now at a picture off of I-94. A truck was trying to ended up in the median near Sterling. So now drivers west on 94 near Sterling have to take a detour. The Highway Patrol says the semi truck carrying a crane entered the median of I-94 east of Steeler. So that's I can see it's just, you know, the heavy equipment on this ground, it just doesn't work anywhere. Awful.
I got an idea how to help farmers out here. We got so much ground that's been flooded out or is sitting in water yet. And with our, you know, we report our planted acres in the spring. We got these computers and the tractors and everything, so you're pretty much right on with it. And I'll give you a prime example. I had a quarter that had 145 acres that was seeded. And when I combined it, I got roughly 124.98 acres that got combined. So you lost 20 acres that's either sitting in water or ground out. And if they take the yield that you got off the other acres and then apply it to those acres that ground out and then pay at market price, that would sure help out a lot.
Interesting, Dana. Thank you for the call. Hang in there. We appreciate you. 800-228-0550. I said steel. I meant Sterling, just so you know. So drivers headed west on I-94 near Sterling, taking a detour this morning for a short duration anyway, as the Highway Patrol says a semi-truck carrying a crane entered the median of I-94 east of Sterling in Burley County. No one injured. Highway Patrol says extra space is needed to remove the truck and crane safely, which prompted officials to temporarily close I-94 to westbound traffic at exit 190. So drivers headed west in that area rerouted along Highway 10 to Sterling, then back to the interstate. But it will be minimal in duration. We just got that about 10 minutes ago. So if you're headed that way, now you know what you're in for. Nathan in Fargo, you're next on What's on Your Mind.
Good morning, Scott. I was wondering if you happened to hear over the weekend about the news down at the wall, the $10 billion price tag that... smugglers and traffickers are cutting through the wall with $100 saws, reciprocating saws. I was wondering if you happened to hear about that.
I did, yeah. Now, what did you say about $10 billion? I didn't get the $10
billion. The $10 billion wall that he's got into it so far, isn't that correct?
Oh, you're saying how much of the wall is built, you mean?
Well, how much has been spent so far on the wall?
Yeah. I don't remember the number.
And it's kind of crazy that a $100 saw is penetrating the $10 billion wall.
Well, I've heard other stories, too, about the fact that it's as high as it is, and the wind, you know, there's a no-climb plate on the top of them on these 30-footers, and so that adds a heck of a lot of wind load. So if you see those, and I have, and it's any kind of wind at all, they just shake back and forth. Well, that's not going to bode well for the foundation. It's more insanity from the Corps of Engineers is what it is. It's, you know,
didn't they say something about there being a 30-mile detection zone that they would be alerted?
Well, on the sample wall that was built down at El Paso that we covered, that was the product of Tommy Fisher and We Build the Wall. Yes, but the Corps is not using that. But that would be your fix for that, because you know if you're gonna have steel, people can cut steel. But if you have cameras and you have detection things, you catch them, right? And you
exactly.
Patrol it.
Exactly. Yeah. And was it Tommy Fisher's wall who was breached, or was it the Army Corps of Engineers?
No, it was the Army Corps of Engineers. Some of the early stuff they did, evidently. did a little checking on it this weekend to find out. In fact, I called Tommy and just said, where is this? And he knew exactly where it was at. But makes zero sense, Nathan. I'm totally with you 100%. We had somebody call earlier and want the number for the trip. I assume they meant tomorrow's trip. We'll be on the bus, the Energy and Ag bus tour that leaves Bismarck about 8:15 tomorrow and comes back about 5 o'clock. Lunch in Wofford City. It's free. It costs nothing. It is the North Dakotans for Comprehensive Energy Solutions bus tour. Join us. Call 701-400-9482 if you'd like to go. It's free. It's tomorrow. 701-400-9482. Out of time, folks. See you tomorrow on the bus. God bless.
North Dakota's number one hot tub, Hot Spring, for a reason. Vince is here from Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. Why is Hot Spring that much better?
It's the absolute best ownership experience. For 43 years, we've been doing three things better than anybody else, and it's better massage, better water, better energy, and those are the things that really determine if you're going to use this product a lot or not at all. And we want you to use these products because of the wellness aspect, and you're better physically, you're better mentally, you're better relationally. You should want to use it too, and we're making it easy right now to get into a Hot Spring hot tub with easy financing, 5 years, no interest, no payments, and don't make your first payment until 2020.
What a deal that is, and I know we love it. 20 minutes a night, absolutely a game changer, a great addition to just your overall life, to be able to have a little time to decompress for the day. It's fantastic. You'll love it too. Hot Springs Spa and Pool Tables too. Bismarck, Fargo, Grand Forks, Minot. Tell them Scott sent you.
We can all agree these are troubled times, right? So do you know who's on your wireless network? Whether it's a big company selling your data or a foreign hacker, if you're not protected, everybody sees your information. That's why you need Flash Routers, a custom Wi-Fi router created for privacy. Flash Routers uses a virtual private network or VPN to protect your online activity from hackers, trackers, and large corporations. And not just one, but all your devices with one out-of-the-box setup. Plus, Flash Routers also enhances your wireless network performance and unlocks powerful router management tools to let you take total control of your network. Call or click Flash Routers today at 1-866-509-5817 or flashrouters.com. That's 1-866-509-5817 or flashrouters.com. Protect your wireless home network today with Flash Routers.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.